After Buzzers, join us tonight for find out, do we have a hashtag Idol So White situation? Also, some drastic makeovers by the judges and our top five reveal. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey,
that was
gonna
be like a little faster
hey.
Than it was.
Hey.
And then
this is
I like
incredible.
It. Yeah.
This is
America.
This is news.
This is
America. Oh, and what?
You got me flipping on.
Oh, you know it. Okay.
I love
okay.
it.
I'm trying okay. to learn the dance. It's
it
pretty
works
like.
Well.
I know. I was just happy to see Childish Gambino shirtless.
So, he's so talented.
He really is. Underrated, I think. In my opinion.
As yeah, opposed to Kanye's new. Did you hear that song?
The no, hoop, yeah.
Hoopity doop.
Hoopity scoopity doop.
Hoopity scoopity poop.
I heard in the closet the night. It was crazy.
Oh, oh. Hello, right, welcome, AfterBuzzers. AfterBuzzers, thanks for joining us. I am Kim Davey, and over on my far side here, we have the one and only Sarah Stereo.
Hey,
and not to mention, we have the Idol superstar, expert, Mr. Joseph Capsch,
and we're on the street
is the populist.
Thank
of
you.
The populist.
Upcoming site, thepopulist.com. Check it.
Check it. Oh, check it.
Wait, how's it?
The one and only, my favorite Kleshy superstar tonight.
Thank you.
Maddie Makeley.
Yay. Hey guys, what's going on?
So, wow, we are down to the final five after final five. A very exciting two-hour show last night. 16 million votes were cast, so it is definitely starting to take shape. And we now have our top five, just to recap on those. We've got Caleb Lee Hutchinson, Maddie Poppy, Cade Foner, Gabby Barrett, and Michael Woodward. Mm-hmm. Made it, Sarah. So, last night, just to recap, the contestants all had to perform two songs each. Mm-hmm. One was a Prince song, and one, interesting, was one from the year that they were born. So, what did we think overall, just in a nutshell, of how that went, Sarah?
I love that they did a tribute to Prince, first of all. I thought that was absolutely amazing. And they had Sheila E. on stage with them, which had to be an incredible opportunity. That was so cool, and I love that they did a song from the year that they were born. I thought it would be so cool if they did, like, the actual day they were born to make it a little more, you
oh,
know.
Wow.
But no, I thought it was really cool. You could see who shined and who kind of, I had some people who fell flat, and others, I now appreciate why you all like them, so we'll get there.
Oh, yeah,
I'm excited.
Super cool. I would just in you saying that, if it was the day that they were born, they probably have seriously limited.
I know, I was but like, say, how wild would you that know?
Be? I don't know. I guess you could Google it. Oh, and my other thing is, side note, Nick Jonas.
That's oh my gosh. I honestly had no idea he was that cute. I haven't followed him since Camp Rock. So
Camp Rock!
Literally, like, when, like, my day, our
he's
days.
He's a handsome lad. I interviewed him twice, like, and he's the most charming,
I was gonna
nice
say, is he
guy.
As charming as he comes
yes.
off?
Yeah. I did him, like, on the set of Kingdom, and then another thing for, like, when he was hosting, like, one of the awards, but super nice. And we're both, Jersey.
Does he have a girlfriend? Just curious.
Not that he's made public. So, ooh! Yeah.
There it is. Looking good. Cool, so we're going to be talking Nick Jonas and all his words of wisdom. We're going to be talking Katy Perry and her slightly new hairstyle. Yes. We're also going to be going through... slightly.
That was my most exciting moment of the night. Katy went back to...
She went back to kiss a girl.
After buzzes, we're not kidding. Our group chat blew up. When he saw Katy Perry.
She's stunning with the darker hair.
She's like a Marilyn
I'm sorry,
Monroe.
But the Kate Gosling, I love you, Katy, but the Kate Gosling, like, blonde was not working
okay.
for me.
Let's go there soon. Hold your tongue on that one. And also, we're going to be talking the booted three contestants.
I'm not that sad.
I'm sad.
Two.
Anyway.
Two
three.
Two.
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 Katy
that's what
and Journey. Katy
yes.
Turner.
Is that why you look
Journey.
At me strange?
Just
I was just a little, I was like, I thought my guy went through because there was three left. So
yeah,
it's just two.
Just
two.
Just two.
Don't
want three. So before we start though, Joseph, can you please tell everyone about our live chat situation for the exam?
Yes, I'm trying to get it. I see Jeff, our producer, but why is
thanks,
it?
Jeff,
I don't
I appreciate
see the playback.
Jeff's the
happening.
Number one fan.
It's just circling the drain.
But I mean, if you guys do want a live chat, we are here.
Like, hold on. Can I at least say?
We are here.
And we would love to hear from y'all.
Are you here? Are you seeing this? Viewers?
Well, Joseph gets that on the left hand of the wing.
Okay, so let's just dive right into it. First up, we want to chat about the contestants last night, all seven of them and their performances. Mm-hmm. As Sarah mentioned earlier, we had a prince and we had a one from the year that they were born. Mm-hmm. So let's just start from the beginning and talk about Journey's, both of her performances. So she did, the first one she did was Prince Kiss. Mm-hmm. That was high pitched.
I can't even do that. Can you do it?
No. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Sorry. She sounded great.
I love her. I am sad that she got booted because I just love her. Mm-hmm. While I'm watching her, I'm just like, I love you. I love everything about her. I'm really upset that she's actually gone, to be honest.
I said this early on, and I'll say it again. She has, she gives me Beyonce Knowles vibes. Mm-hmm. There's something that intangible, you can't put your finger on it, charisma, you know, star factor, mm-hmm. X factor, quote unquote. Can I be honest, her vocals were good, but I completely understood during the Kiss performance what the judges were saying about her being inside her head.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't letting mm-hmm. go. Like, there was something holding mm-hmm. back where she's very, she's like,
she thinks too much.
Yeah, probably. She's very methodical and she's very, like, programmed to, like, do, but she's not, like, letting the music, like, she's not feeling the music.
Like, I appreciated, like, she was going around to the musicians and she was, like, trying to groove with them, but her eyes that give her away.
Yeah.
The lack of confidence comes through her eyes or whatever's going on just mm-hmm. kind of pours out. Mm-hmm. So she might be, like, grooving, but you're like, I don't believe you, honey.
Yeah, you can tell that she's just thinking too hard about what's going on. It's so funny. I'm kind of wondering what she's thinking about. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's the pressure of... Because she doesn't seem like a shy girl. She seems like a very confident young woman. And when she performs, I get this vibe that something's on her mind beyond the stage.
I think the nerves are getting the best of her. She's a it's like when you're an ice skater and they have like the technical score and then you have the artistic score. She's not like doing the artistic part, mm-hmm. like the showmanship. Mm-hmm. She's just doing the technical singing part really well. That's what I think got her. I think the audience wasn't connecting with her heart.
You know what's so interesting though? I think we mentioned it last time is she actually went first tonight or last night. She was the first one to go. And we were talking about, you know, when someone goes first like that, do they get more votes? Or do the people at the end get more votes? And her second performance was later in the competition, but she was still the first one to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little surprised that she got booted.
I think that, we said it, the fan bases of each singer, the minute that the polls open, they're mm-hmm. just dialing even before they perform for their favorite person. And I think she also, like when you're saying about the more votes, they did do well last night because Ryan actually was saying the number again. Mm-hmm. So he brought back, they had like over 16 million or 17 million something. So that was pretty impressive considering. Yeah.
But hey, that's interesting. I was thinking about that. But doesn't everyone get to vote 10 times?
10 times per singer.
Yeah. Yes. And so per, 16 per, million votes?
Per
device.
Device. So,
so if you have a laptop, computer.
Yeah.
Per method. Yeah. That I was grasping for the word.
What I meaning is if it's not really 16 million like individual people voting, it's like 16 million
votes,
so divided by
votes.
10, right? So it's not really many. Yeah, 1.6 million people voting?
No, they didn't say people. They said votes.
Technically, I could vote on all of your devices, my computer, my iPad, you know what I mean? So like one person probably has about, per family member, has mm-hmm. like 10 votes itself, you know? Yeah.
What if only like three people voted, but they each voted like 500,000?
You think, Jeff? You think they got the stamina and time to do that?
Are they in like the Apple headquarters or something?
That needs to be your Apple store.
Exactly.
Anyway, so her second song was the one from 1999.
Yes.
Back at One, Brian McKnight. What did we think of that?
I connected with her on that song more so than the other one. And I think she's a great performer. The fact that she got kicked off, I don't think will really affect her career-wise. Mm-mm. So that's really what I have to say about Journey.
I think the Brian McKnight, at least she made it her own. It was mm-hmm. an interesting choice for me because mm-hmm. when you think of all, I looked back that year, like at the, you know, I look at the wiki at like the top music that year. Mm-hmm. There's so many songs that she could have chose. It was just interesting, but she could, it was her parents' wedding song. Mm-hmm. So I understood. But again, you didn't feel the, she doesn't exactly. connect with the music and the audience mm-hmm. in her heart, in her soul, right? Because she's too nervous.
I get what, exactly. I feel like she chose that song because it was sentimental to her family. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was the best choice for her. I mean, I think she did well at it, but I think that there are so many other songs that she could have just nailed it better at.
What I noticed, and I don't know if this was on purpose at all, but both the songs she was singing was about loving a girl. Did you notice?
Like, yeah, she didn't change the pronouns.
Well, she doesn't need to, but I just thought that was interesting that she was very much driving
me?
Home.
Do we have to do this? Come on. Kim's baiting me.
No.
I didn't notice that, but I'm glad she didn't.
I did notice it. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. Anywho, okay, cool. So moving on, Gabby.
Yes.
Miss Gabby. So the first one she did is, oh my gosh, made me cry. I Hope You Dance, Leanne Womack. Oh my gosh.
You know such what? A shocking choice.
I was just gonna say, okay, can I just say, can I just start out by saying, like, I have such an appreciation for Gabby. She's too pretty, first of all. She's beautiful. Amazing voice. I cannot see anything but Carrie Underwood, no matter what. I'm sorry. I'm so I just don't see another brand besides.
Speaking of Carrie, you're giving us a little Catherine McPhee tonight. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sorry.
Wait, is that a compliment? I can't really tell
with
you.
Catherine.
I never really know like what you mean. Right? You know?
He catches you.
Yeah. But Maddie. If it was a compliment, I thank you. And if not,
I do agree with you, Maddie.
I just don't see anything besides that.
And I would liken her, but she's really not my favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but like, I know we're going to get to her. Maddie, I couldn't really see the brand. I'm starting to see it now. And with her, Gabby, I'm not seeing that brand of like what would make her. And it's just, it was. She's an incredible singer.
Amazing.
She's so confident. Like, she's good. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like she's overdone.
I don't get what all of the gushing is at the judges' table for her.
Yeah.
I do know from being in idol tapings, the performances can sound like so different and so much better inside the studio than they do to the audience sometimes. So maybe it's just a situation because I don't get it. Yeah, she has a great voice, mm-hmm. but she doesn't have like that superstar.
The it factor.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't see a superstar
see,
oh, when she. I'm sorry,
agree.
I don't see.
I think
no.
Honestly,
I don't see a superstar.
See,
biggest superstar of all of them. She's the one who's got the package. The word they used last night was ownership.
Yeah,
and she has got the everything you said, Sarah. She's got the confidence. She's got the look. She's got the feel.
She does.
I'm gonna give her that. Right. She has the stage presence. Katie even said, "You know, you belong on tour." You know. Which I completely agree with.
She will be.
I just need her. Yeah. I know. Yes, she will be. You're terrible.
Such a jokester.
I love it. I don't see a different brand for her than a Carrie Underwood, which has already been done many times.
Looked smoking hot in her video.
She did.
I wanted to see the whole thing. Why did everybody make this big deal about her new face?
Wants to disagree with us constantly.
Oh, it's not about that. It's just I just actually do.
You don't like Carrie?
I did not like that video, and it was just all the no.
What's not to like?
Oh,
but why
dude.
Is okay? Am I missing something? Remember, she got the accident, and it was like she revealed. But she still looks beautiful.
I know.
What exactly is
she
different?
She got the plastic surgery.
Am I
and
missing
all this
something?
Yes, you're not missing anything because she looks literally the same.
She looks the same. Okay, mm-hmm. Just making sure.
She just went in hiding to, I think, fix it all.
She looks beautiful.
But back to it. Okay. Yeah, Gabby, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Gabby's a little... You know what I see? Wait, who... Do you know Grace VanderWaal? You know how everyone compared Grace VanderWaal to Taylor Swift? I see Gabby with Carrie Underwood. It's the same thing. Like, they're just so unbranded.
You know what?
It's
she's getting
done.
Too much airtime on our show already. Can we just, move it along?
Okay, moving on.
You're such a...
Mr.
Too much airtime.
Okay, Michael last night, Michael Woodard.
Yeah, let's focus on Michael.
Prince?
Yeah.
I would die for
He's a king. I love him.
Effortless.
It was so fun. I take back everything I'd previously said about lack of stage presence.
Yeah,
he made me smile. I had a good time. It. He was such the entertainer.
I was so sad to even see him in the bottom. My heart was like, but absolutely was he? Not. He wasn't. But was no. Not in the bottom three, but like the to be one of the last three being called.
But you know what I mean.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, I think they're throwing us off. I think he's actually in the top.
I think he's like, 100%.
I think he's in the top, and they were trying to create that to make us think.
Absolutely, 100%.
But they do say when they announce it that in no particular order.
Yeah, but usually they put first again, the same person they put first last week.
But by them saying no particular order, I think one of you had that idea last week where you said, like, the top vote getter, us not knowing of 1 week, should be, like, who they...
Yeah, exactly.
And they should, because I do feel there is a little maneuvering here. Producers get to decide these things. Yeah. So it's like they are guaranteeing spots for the people that they constantly put in the chairs first. Put Journey, that would have been impossible, but why didn't Michael get the chair first before?
Exactly.
Why was he the one? Exactly. Because they had to leave a sense of expense over the two African-American.
Exactly. That's where I was so kind of sad. Going with
I it. Saw so many tweets about it, like these bland-ass white people, you know, blah, blah. Oh, really? It's like, yes, I don't blame ABC or the producers, but it is just the viewership of Idol.
I mean, not even first or second. I think they should have just like snuck him in there somehow to like make him almost... like a shadow.
I liked how Journey and him were holding hands alone at first.
I know.
And then he grabbed Katie.
I didn't notice
who
that.
By the way, I could thank you, Idol viewers, from the bottom of my heart. No. Thank you.
We will get to her.
I thought Michael used the stage so well.
Amazing.
For Prince, it was like, it's such a tribute to Prince.
He's not only my favorite in this competition, he's my favorite, like, person, I think, in the world.
I even see, like, young Chris Brown minus the tattoos, the girl beating, and the violence, right? Like, Chris Brown.
I can see that.
Before he beat Rihanna.
Okay, that is so absolutely far-fetched. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disagree. I don't see anything
see
with
young
Chris Brown
okay, without maybe, the violence.
Maybe the looks.
And the tattoos.
Not
and
the music, not the authenticity
about,
of
like,
him.
Like wall-to-wall Chris Brown or with you
yes.
Chris Brown. With
okay,
you.
Or like
okay.
with you. Yes, or I forever see, like, Chris Brown. You don't see...
I see Kiss Kiss Chris Brown.
Thank you.
I see... I'm sorry. I see Kiss Kiss Chris Brown. Like the Kiss Kiss days, you know what I mean?
Okay,
music Kim,
moving on.
You
though.
You mean like
Kiss Kiss? I'm waiting on the hate and on the kiss.
I love.
I don't
this.
Know that song.
Yes, you do. You know
but
that
did you,
song,
Kim. He did a Celine
hey,
song.
This is what I'm trying to
okay,
get.
Okay, I know. I thought of you.
Then Michael pulls out Celine Dion, and obviously, naturally, I was very excited at the prospect of this, but I was highly disappointed.
Were you?
Yes.
Why?
His Prince one was amazing, and then Celine was not. However. He did, as they said,
he's not Celine Dion.
Very draw people in.
He did
draw people in. Yeah. So, I just don't do Celine again, please. But, yeah,
I
what
mean,
did
he
you think
picked
of-
such funky songs, which I appreciate, that you wouldn't see him singing, and I'm like, I love it.
I just liked it how it was his version.
I was just going to say,
I would have bought that. I would buy that on Spotify.
Which one are you talking about?
The I Would Die For You.
Oh, the Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're talking about the Celine, though. My heart will go
have
on
we moved
Titanic.
On? Okay.
Yes. But he's also the... But he's also the furthest thing from Celine Dion I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. Yes.
Sorry, I was fixing... So. Excuse me. I was fixing the live chat.
He was
so
checking himself out. No, I'm just kidding.
So, and what's funny about that was the fact that he'd never actually seen Titanic, but when he chose the song...
And then he was like, I've seen it now. It's a good movie, guys. You should check it out. From 1997.
Yes. Sean Latham Schatt does not think that Michael had any business taking on Celine.
I agree.
He's like, uh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, guys, he's not... I mean, honestly, I'm happy that he took on the challenge, though.
Me too.
Like, I'm happy that he's taking a risk.
I think it's great.
Unlike some people, I'm not even going to say who, but that just keep doing country stuff and keep white boy with a guitar. Like, how many times have we seen this originality on American Idol? You know what I mean? So I'm happy that he's actually the one taking the extra steps.
Hold on, that was by far my favorite moment, though, when Nick was like, have you seen Titanic? He's like, you haven't seen Titanic. He was like, he hasn't seen Titanic. He was, like, singing the song. It would have helped to see the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it has so much meaning behind it. Like,
so much.
It was very interesting. He's like, no, I haven't seen it.
He's like...
Which, by the way, even if you're young, like, hasn't the universe seen Titanic?
Yes. I mean, hold up. I didn't see it until a few months ago.
What?
Oh. Wait a minute.
I can feel the judgment in the room right now.
No judgment. Way to bring the pop.
I also haven't
credibility.
I know
ratio.
I also haven't seen like Superbad or like Wedding Crashers up until the past few weeks.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's okay.
So let's talk about my one and only Cade. And wow, talking about original, his rent. No, don't do that. Don't do that, Joseph.
White boy with the guitar.
Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel. He absolutely annihilated it. And so, in a good way. Like, he nailed that rendition. I loved it. That's all we need to say. I'm not even going to go with you. I don't even want to know what you think.
I don't even think we have a lot to say.
He was amazing.
I don't, but not for the reason.
I will say, I think he's a rarity in the sense of, like, you know, what he sings and his genre. And I think what I appreciate, I'm starting to appreciate about him, for you, Kim, is that he's a risk taker, in a sense, with some of the songs he chooses and how he renditions them.
I'm sure he's a lovely person.
And he
seems very nice. He does seem really nice. I would never pay to go to his concert. I would never buy his record.
Oh, that hurts.
Okay.
Katy Perry's mom loves him, though.
Katy does.
Yeah.
Katy likes him too.
Yeah.
I love Katy. I think that was a little excessive.
Crazy tonight.
Katy's known to be extra, but like
that was too much.
That was just a little bit much.
I love how they pan back to him on the stage, and he's just like,
that is the funniest thing ever. Just he's got of, all these women cooing over him, but he is the one that just, he doesn't. He's so uncomfortable with it.
I think he's scared Gabby was going to be like, "Why did you flirt with her?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Yeah, yeah, so true.
Why did you call me? Did you text me?"
And his second, his second one, the prince. What's happening on the chat?
It's just that picture of Katy. Like, she's so obsessed with Katy.
She's like a dragon. Like, she's going to come after him.
No, I like. Don't get me wrong. I like Kate. My type is Mike. I'm sorry. I just don't have a lot to say about him. I mean, he's just like...
What was his other song he did?
He's just so...
Prince. Good.
Obviously.
What was it?
Prince.
Jungle Love.
Yes.
Jungle Love.
I saw what you...
Is that you? Oh, my God.
That was my note. Saw what you see in him, because was finally getting like a vibe from him, and he seemed comfortable and like
that was artistic.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I will give him that.
I like that he's a rock star.
That's weird.
So weird. That he didn't like that performance, but I finally
because he was screwing it up at the start with just the vocals and things. And I saw in that bit how he needs to learn to move a little better.
Yeah,
he's a little bit awkward in his movement.
You know what? Honestly, I see in him, I see a shy rock star, which is such an oxymoron.
Yeah,
especially for what he wants to, the look that he's going for. So yeah, I think someone needs to teach him some kind of stage movement. Presence or moves or something. Mm-hmm. I think him and Michael should collab on.
Imagine.
I think we should see African American boy with a guitar and white rock star with the dance moves. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I need to see some of that, you know, instead of this. But.
So Kate's just going to be country, I guess, right?
Kate, country.
Like, what, but I mean,
just
what's
rock
his,
and roll.
He's rock and roll.
Roll. Like, who's
I didn't
a
say country
like,
in him.
Daughtry is like pop rock, at least. Like, is he going to be?
Maybe he'd be pop rock.
Who's a new rock?
Like, that's
art,
what.
Like, where
so
does
funny?
That exist? I mean, I know there's a big fan base for it, but like, who's a new contemporary
nobody.
Rock artist?
I don't feel that's why he's so perfect.
I think that's why he's getting.
Do you know what's so weird?
Maybe it's just not my genre. It's not my genre.
You know what I see in him? I see a less hip-hop version of Post Malone.
I love Post Malone.
I love Post Malone.
I can't believe you're comparing.
He's a rock star. No, he is a rock star, though. Like, see it, though. Like, take away that hip-hop aspect of it, that urban culture of it, and he's kind of like a pop rock Post Malone, except he's Cade, which I kind of like.
He's just Cade.
Just Cher.
Somebody else that we need to talk about that didn't have the best night, but as in the words of Katy Perry, words are powerful, and you did have a good night. Don't say you didn't. Miss Katy.
Katy Turner's
Katy
Britney. Oops.
Fierce.
That was the biggest disaster. One of the top five biggest disasters Idol has ever seen. It's literally
Fierce
up there.
Song.
It's
sorry.
Up there with the Sanjaya performance. But it was like,
it
what
was
the
fun,
arrangement?
It was
like
fun,
show tunes.
Yeah,
oops.
In the sense of being jazzy.
You know what?
Like, it was cool, but it's just like. I mean, Britney can't do her songs sometimes either.
So. Do you know what I think? I think in rehearsals, I think the producers saw her do this, and I think that they were like, we need to tell her not to do it. But then they also thought, this is going to make some great television. So, again. But we all know how talented Katie is anyway.
She is so talented.
You can't do a Britney Spears song like that. You can't even do a Britney Spears
song. How old is she again?
18.
She's young.
18.
Okay, the way she acted with Nick Jonas was like...
14.
There it is.
That's probably a little how I would have acted if I was like...
Ridiculous.
Let's watch this. We have to watch this. This was amazing.
He was
weirded out.
He was totally weirded out.
I was gonna say, it gets better. When he hugs her, she screams. Like, awkwardly.
But, like, also, in this, you can tell how... They're in a house in Hollywood Hills, correct?
Yes.
You can tell how quiet and awkward it is in the room. I mean, like, this wasn't even... I don't know if she's trying to be cute. I don't know if she's
actually... Yeah, is that real?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe that's real.
Like,
that she acts like that.
No, it is real. Guys, I think it's real to an extent. I think...
I don't know. Luckily, America got it right.
Oh my gosh. I know she's so talented.
Let's cut away.
Like, I just, like, that's the thing is that, like, when you're American Idol, you're not just a singer, you're taking on the whole responsibility and package of being a
so
superstar.
She's gonna be like a...
Do celebrity, like, when, like, I think that people saw also, like, not only on stage but off stage, like, you have to know how to be responsible and contain yourself, especially being around these big celebrities. Mm-hmm. That's part of the job. And it's like, mm-hmm. when you're this far in the competition, you have these huge people mentoring you, like Katy Perry and Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie. And if you're going to act like that every time, you know, you're in contact with a big star, is that who you want
like they're gonna
to be
like,
represented?
Katie, we got a gig for you. You're going to be presenting at the Billboard Music Awards this weekend with, you know, Christina. I go, it's like, no.
It's like,
no, just no.
True. And I think they've tried to...
It's not cute. It's ridiculous.
It was cute the first... few episodes in the auditions. Now it's not cute anymore. Now it's like, okay, get yourself together. You're in this for the long run. You need, like, I don't know if she saw the comment section below of people being like, oh, you're so cute and when you're nervous. Like, no, not this far in the competition, I think.
The judges did try to tell her in the sense of, like, she needs to realize, like, this is where she is.
She is
good enough. Yeah. She's a great singer, and I don't think she was realizing
she's
that.
A great
just
singer.
Like you were saying.
Yeah,
great you can singer. Freak out and be like, oh my gosh, this person has been my idol, but take in the moment and be like, and he gets to help me, like, and I'm with him in this room right now.
So what is interesting about this is it's so easy for us to sit here and make these claims, and I think ideally she would love to be able to handle that situation like we do, but she just suffers from confidence like so many girls in this world do, and that was a perfect example of the average teen, high on celebrity stardom person in the room. And I know, Joseph,
you
don't
want to
like
take
it.
This or you want me to take
no,
this?
No, okay,
you
here.
Take
here's,
I'll take it. It's
I will
thank
take
you.
I was here's no. here's the thing though. When you're this is what you sign up for when you sign up for this competition.
Yeah.
But she doesn't
and you,
change
but you
overnight.
But you
she's
need
to develop.
But you need to but it's been weeks. You need to standardize like yourself to that level and say, just like everyone else, who you have to give yourself that mindset, I'm at this level, I am, you know, at that level of Nick Jonas and stuff. Because if you don't have that mindset, humbly, in a humble manner, you know, obviously, maybe not the level of publicity-wise, but talent-wise, I wouldn't say a lot of stars are better than any of my friends that sing. But, I mean, I don't know. I think she needs to put herself up there and let them know who she is as a star in order for them to look at her the same way. Otherwise, Nick Jonas is looking at her right now as a fan. Like, you're just
hard.
A fan.
Yeah, I think also when you just enter into this industry, you got to remember, even the biggest of celebrities, it's like we all put our pants on one leg at a time. You got to, you know, girl, get that under control.
It's like
you're in Hollywood
what
now.
You say?
You're trying to have, like, a career.
I agree with all of you guys. I'm just saying I think we're watching her develop in front of our eyes and she's not expected to be perfect immediately.
I'm not.
I agree with you on that. And I'm saying I've had those moments too where it's like I necessarily don't seize a moment because I am not confident. But then when you do seize the moment because you're like, no, like I am worthy to talk to this person and I should be able to do this too. And yeah, she's going through that. I just
My niece and nephew, who are like 11 and 9, hi, Bella and Dan, they behave like more poised adults. It's not like an age problem.
Yeah. Even when she was...
maturity and a confidence.
It is, absolutely. But like, she's not a little girl anymore. And even when Ryan was saying the names, like when all three of them were holding each other, that was just like too much. Like what, like, I don't know if she's too theatrical. I feel like it's not real at this point. There's something that's just not real.
I got a headache.
Too much time on it. Okay, let's move on.
Moving on in 1 second to the different issue of it, though. What about during the Prince song at the very, very start, forgetting the words? Like you said, one of the top five and worst moments and maybe in Idol history. But I've never seen... on that kind of a platform, people forget the words like that on a televised
broadcast. It's happened.
Oh, yeah, it's totally happened.
Did you see Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve last year? Oh,
good point. Actually, yes. What am I talking about? But that was so tough for her, and you could see her face like just, oh, my God, I've screwed it up for the rest of my life. So, poor Katie. I love you, Katie.
Kim, I love your sweetness. Don't change.
I'm not going to.
People like
us. You guys can bring in your bag.
People like me, don't change. Need people like her around.
Yeah. Balance out the world.
There's one of you for every three of us.
Let's move on to our country boy.
Yes.
Mr. Caleb.
Amazing.
I love him.
Lone Star.
Really?
The Dove's Cry. Incredible.
And the Prince. Yeah.
And in case you didn't know, Ryan made sure to tell everybody.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe what you're going to see. It was like so contrived.
Because I know what you're probably thinking. The country guy singing with a guitar. The difference is with him, it's something about his attitude. He's giving us his personality, his sarcasm. So I'm like seeing him. And that's the difference for me, is I'm seeing an actual person who is growing. And you're seeing him grow. And you're seeing him try different things and trying to be different in the sense of him learning how to walk.
That was
interesting. He's not with his guitar. Yeah. So I see him realizing that he needs to do these things.
Here's the thing, in order to be successful.
I agree, Sarah.
Here's the thing. I agree with you 100%. But that's all I see. I see someone like him growing, and I see him doing very well. I don't see a superstar, and I don't see him compared to Journey. Like, why? Or a lot
Journey's
of the people
gonna
have, in this competition.
Journey's going to be the Jennifer Hudson of this cycle. She'll have a bigger career.
But I'm saying in this competition, like, I've seen so many people along the way just so much more than him. I don't get it. I don't need to. I guess not.
Yeah, but, no, that's okay.
But I just don't get it with him. I don't even know what to say. I have nothing to say. It's another speechless.
Well, then the last person that was performing was Maddie.
Yeah.
And I've always loved Maddie.
I know you have.
And you've never found that she had a place in this world, Sarah.
No, she's a place in the world.
She's growing on me.
She's growing on me.
I need to see her branded.
Solid performances. Loved the piano.
Absolutely.
Yep. So she did Nothing Compares to You by Prince. Stunning.
She reminds me, she was on the piano again. Yeah.
Which is lovely.
I wrote down, she reminds me a lot of Sarah Bareilles when she was singing.
Yeah.
Didn't she with the piano, especially? I was like, huh, and her voice. She has a really good voice. That's what I noticed.
The Sheryl Crow, if it makes you happy.
You know what?
She was holding back a little bit because Maddie could actually have hit those big notes like Cheryl hit, and you could tell she was holding back a little bit if you noticed the notes. Like,
kind of, yeah.
You listen to the original. But Maddie, Poppy, I like also her poise and her comfort factor when she's with the big stars. She already is, like, very comfortable. She sits there. She's taken their advice. She has the star quality.
Yeah, she does. And she can be managed very well. And I feel like she can, after tonight's performances, or last night's, I think that she can be branded. I need to see her do, like, a Miley Cyrus song. I need her to do something wild.
You want her to come out naked on a wrecking ball?
I want, yeah. I mean, that'd be interesting.
Or maybe, like, Malibu.
She is cute.
No. Not Malibu.
You want
the
wild.
Opposite.
I want Party in the USA.
I need to see a crazy Maddie out here because I just need to see what she can do with that super pop aspect of it. She's amazing, Maddie. But I just need to see her branded in a way, a different way. I don't know.
Hey, so Sarah,
Kay needs to be in a tribute band. He's too old fashioned. Sean Latham. I agree. Can you come on our show?
Hey, and Sarah,
someone's got sense in America.
That's actually a great...
Yes, I do, guys. If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have We Got the Podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Just go to iTunes. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there, the American Idol panel. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. Promise you guys will learn so much.
So good.
She's amazing.
Such good stuff.
So cool. Thank you, Sarah.
Tell them Idol sent you.
Tell him. Oh, Joe says that Maddie, Kim, Sarah.
Oh my gosh,
it's a weird night.
So, just moving along, I want to talk about some of the most poignant moments, or the best or worst advice from the judges this week. What were our faves?
I'm gonna have to think on that for a second.
So, mine was definitely, I liked what Lionel told Caleb about. He said, "If you have to think about what you're doing, then you're not doing it right."
That was good, yes.
Because I feel that I do that as well. Do you guys ever feel yourselves, if you're ever in your head and you're thinking about it, then you're obviously not focusing and present on what you're doing in the time. So
that was Journey's problem. Think whoever the person was that one of the judges said, regardless of what Katie said it to someone about an EGOT.
I think it was
regardless of what happens tonight. I think it was Michael. You are going to be like
Jennifer Hudson.
Oh.
It was Michael.
Was it Michael?
Yeah, it was Michael.
Well, that was the smartest word of advice
he could win a Grammy, an Oscar. Yeah. And I do agree with that. You're right. Yeah. That was to Michael. Yeah.
Lionel pretty much had the same critique. I love Lionel for all of them.
Yeah. I did realize this, that they kind of are starting to like realize the judge's advice, the kind of advice they give.
Definitely.
And with Luke, he was like, "I just need like a country advice." Yeah. And he was like, "Oh, shucks."
Yeah.
It was funny, and I was like, "Yep, that is him. Like, he's fun."
Is he married?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I was talking
him and Katie.
Yeah,
totally. Let's him and talk Katie. About this.
They're almost like the Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton vibe going on.
Constantly
let's
thought about.
Start a rumor.
No, us speculating.
I'm just kidding.
No, I've seen it.
He really enjoys her comedy.
Yes.
He laughs at her jokes and he enjoys it. And she likes that. I think she's got a bit of a crush on him. He's obviously married. And I'm always sitting at home wondering what his wife is thinking. And then Lionel just lets the kids play and then gives you the...
Yeah, well, remember how someone had asked, he said, "Lionel, don't you have this under control?"
Yeah, the kids are playing.
Yeah, the kids are playing. Yeah, that was funny. That was Ryan.
I like their vibe.
I do, too. Yeah, they're growing on me.
I think they're
excellent. I see what you mean, though. Like, in a few... Give it like a year and all of a sudden you're like, breakup rumors.
Oh gosh,
yeah, I know.
Not.
Katie and Luke Bryan on the way. You know what's so funny though is it me or with every single contestant, they kind of make them feel extra. Like I wish we had a Simon Cowell or Paula Abdul or something, because I need to see a little bit more, I don't want to say insults, but like more critiquing. Because they're making everyone feel a little bit too special and giving them way too much clout.
I think we're bringing the cow and Paula Abdul.
Yeah, it's you lot.
To the mix.
Yeah. I think we're moving with the times and it's more about positivity.
The positivity sandwich, remember Maddie?
Positivity sandwich.
Remember I've ran out of words to just say how great you are, and then they were like, "Thesaurus."
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Plus, when you think about the original Idol, who do you think of? What do you think of?
I think of Simon.
Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Simon
Cowell. So it's like
Simon Cowell.
If ABC wants to make the show work, they got to think about this, you know?
No, yeah, exactly. See, but with every single person, they're just like, "I think you have potential to be a star." And it's like, okay, we get
so
it. I get it. But
grumpy.
Like, I think.
Go ahead.
It's like, here's my take on it. I agree with everyone in here. But my take is that maybe instead of being nice and just being, "That was great," if they maybe take a story from how they experienced it to be like, "And this is how I grew, and I feel like you're like me, so you should try this next time," and maybe use that as a critique. Or be like, "Hey," what they should say to Cade, "Get rid of the guitar next week." They need to say stuff like that. Be like, "Don't do the guitar." Like, just... And if that's them being positive and being like whatever, just stuff like that to make them feel uncomfortable.
I want Katie to pull another when she made the Jersey Sisters or the Sisters like
compete against each other.
Like, no, that one's not. We need like those moments.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I need to see tears soon.
Okay. And Joseph, we want to know, Mr. Idol expert, can you please just wrap up for us what has been the news in Idol this week?
It's intense. So we've got Ruben renewed for a second
season. It has been renewed for the second season, which was really interesting because Ryan Seacrest was like, I just read. We're all coming back.
He's like, I've been like, so busy read in my life.
So anyway, they're all kind, all the judges returning and Ryan returning. So it's great. So yes, we saw that one coming. And also, the Idol Tour returns. So the seven idols that you saw, even Journey and Katie Turner, will go on tour this summer with Idol winner Chris Allen. And then third piece of news, I don't
have... the Sunday night ratings. Tell us
the
about
the ratings. So it actually won the Sunday night for the first time. When they adjusted the ratings... by the way, I mean... Sunday TV is going to get a whole reboot in the fall, but for right now, it won the night. It was like a 1.9 or 1.8 when it got adjusted in the demo, and it did 8.6 million. So congrats, Idol.
Yeah, good job. Awesome.
I definitely think last night was a really good show.
Me too.
Like, I did like the stage. I think it looks good. I do. I will say like the show itself creatively was good.
They're making it a lot more playful with, you know, the the big fat heads and, you know, the themes.
Right? Yeah, is that what they're called?
More interesting.
Yeah.
The baby fat heads.
It's just
is that what they're called?
Funny way you're saying it.
So how do you say it?
I definitely think the panel at AfterBuzz is the main reason they're coming back for a second.
That's exactly it.
We pushed them over that top.
Yeah. Or maybe it is Katie's new look that they're after. So let's talk just quickly about Katie's new look.
Love.
Wig, obviously.
Yeah.
OG. Because she went back to the OG.
I think it's like her hair, or maybe it's like extensions, because you saw this up here.
Yes.
I hope she keeps it.
I think she tried on the wig from the Snow White thing, and she's like, yes, I love this. Look again.
I need to go back.
I need to be a princess. So.
Absolutely.
I think it really suited her. She does look better with long hair. Yes. And I love her quirky costume.
She's a very pretty girl.
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
Beautiful. I just think her eyes pop when she's dark haired. She's beautiful. Yeah, she looks beautiful.
She looks like Snow White. She looks like... a princess.
That's like her. That's what you know.
I saw
her.
I went into her tour. I saw her in concert. She's incredible.
It's good, I heard it's a good
smells like
a
show. She's really good.
She puts on a
show. She's beautiful.
Okay, and so just quick fire. We're going around. Who will be the top three?
Michael. I'll just say right off the bat.
Maddie, go.
Michael. Michael's wedding.
I agree. Just Michael's go. Wedding.
Michael, Maddie, Kate.
I think it's going to be Maddie, Caleb, and Gabby. It should be Michael, Caleb, Maddie.
Okay.
It's going to be.
It's going to be.
What you just said, I think.
Michael, Caleb, and Maddie.
That's what you said, right?
Michael,
that's
Caleb.
What it should be.
It should be.
I think it should be what... Joseph said it should be.
Yeah. I like the way you think.
I like the way you think.
I think it's going to be Caleb. Caleb, Cade, and Gabby. Definitely.
No, guys, you're
there's
wrong.
There's only top three.
Wrong.
That's what I said.
Okay, so
Caleb,
who are you saying?
Cade, Caleb, and Gabby. Yeah.
I think it's going to be Michael, Cade,
and lowest rated Idol finale in history.
No, I rebuke it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
That'll be terrible.
In the name.
I rebuke it.
Oh, right, too guys. Much. That's so funny. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and everyone who's joined us in the chat. It's been fun having y'all around tonight. My name is Kim Davey, and you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. And
I'm Maddie Makeley. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Make sure to tune in next week. You can find me on all my social media at Maddie_Makeley.
And I am Joseph Capsch, and you can find me at Joseph Capsch, also Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Thanks again for watching, guys. I'm Sarah Sirio, and please follow me at S Sirio.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. TV.